The incumbent Democrat, Dawn Marie Sass, has been a party stalwart for her entire professional career, serving as a party delegate at the national conventions in the last four presidential elections. Up until her election as treasurer in 2006, she was an active member of the state employees union through her work as a probation officer and a child welfare worker. She says eliminating the office of treasurer would not save the taxpayers anything because someone would still have to administer the unclaimed properties fund.
Whoever that will be, it will be most likely an administrator who makes way over $100,000, which is more than I make. Those people are not going to go out and promote this program. They are not going to have that one of their priorities to give back the $350 million that does not belong to us.
Sass also says her role as the administrator of the EdVest program is not one that could be easily absorbed by the Department of Revenue. But Republican challenger Kurt Schuller says he believes voters will support his plan to eliminate the office when they realize it will save them money. That's why he decided to run.
It was like a little light went off in my head. Yeah, that's an idea that is in keeping with the mood of the people right now. I want to see smaller government.
Schuller says if elected, he'll use his experience as a restaurant owner to manage the treasurer's duties while using his position to push for a constitutional amendment to eliminate the office. He says he then hopes to run for the assembly and continue to push for shrinking state government and tearing down the wall he sees between the public and private sector. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.